I'm not just a Green Sweep announcer, I'm also a Green Sweep user.
KC95, with the most rock and roll in the morning.
Hello, how are you? How do you do? How are you doing? How's it going? What's going on? What's new? What do you think? What do you hear? What do you say? What do you feel? What's shaking? What's happening? Que pasa? What's going down? What it is?
There's got to be a morning after.
Get up. Get up.
Real Rock Radio, KC95.
Day. 25 years of great rock and roll at KC95. It is 6:06. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Morning Show. Rain for the most of the day. Supposed to clear up this afternoon, then cloud up again tomorrow afternoon. So there you have it here, friends.
Clearing up just about dark.
Yes, we have an interview with a couple of guys who have written a biography of Stevie Ray Vaughan, and we will talk to them in about a half an hour. We'll spend some time with them this morning, because what they have to say about Stevie Ray is actually quite interesting.
And they're such nice guys.
Very nice guys. Yes, yes, yes. Shall we now?
Oh, we're going to do some birthdays now.
Yeah.
All right.
The time we're supposed to do them here. Is this the time we're supposed to do them?
Yeah, we've always done it at this time.
Have we always done it this time? Is this the time that we've done birthdays always?
My brother is 3 today.
Well,
the one that calls you Kaka?
Yeah. Happy birthday, James.
Happy birthday, James. Let's see here. It's kind of light today, Sir Randall.
Rodney Dillard is 51. Rodney Dillard of the Ozarks. He is one of the members of the Dillards, a band that's played in St. Louis many, many times.
And Perry Como turns 81. He'll be going out on tour later this week.
81.
81.
Wow, that's hard to believe. Let's see. Pernell Roberts is 63. He was the oldest son on the Bonanza TV series and Dr. John Trapper McIntyre on Trapper John MD.
And the dude that played Walter on the TV series Ma, that was way before my time, but you probably remember that, right, Randy? Sure. Bill Macy turned 71 today.
Reggie Jackson is 45. He led the American League in home runs 4 times, was MVP in 1973, and hit 5 World Series home runs in 1977.
And Brooks Robinson, remember him?
Oh, absolutely.
54.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. I'm getting older.
Brooks Robinson, one of the greatest third basemen ever.
You bet. I agree.
Rick Wakeman is 44 today.
John Paul II, Pope John Paul, I should say, is 73.
Yes.
And he'll be traveling later this year.
Yeah,
he's out on tour.
He's
out
in Denver.
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah, he's going to be on tour later on.
Cool.
Pope on a rope.
Dwayne.
No, it's going to be in Denver. It's Pope on a slope.
Pope on a slope.
Is he opening for anybody? Does he have a concert?
I believe that new band with the old members of Rat, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Dwayne Hickman is 59. Dwayne Hickman, Dobie Gillis, is almost 60.
Frank Capra, he's dead.
He's dead.
But it would have been his birthday if he wasn't dead.
Big Joe Turner, who had some pretty decent records, would have been real old. And let's see, the lawnmower was built on this day in 1831.
And after Detroit Tiger star outfielder Ty Cobb was suspended by the baseball commissioner for attacking a New York fan.
Nice!
The Tigers staged the first walkout ever by baseball players. What a guy that he was, Ty Cobb.
And on this day in 1963, one of my heroes, the Beatles, started their first national tour of the United Kingdom, in which way they were headliners. In England, Beatlemania had begun, although not yet in America, 30 years ago today.
Now, is there a day that something about the Beatles isn't in history? I mean, when you get right down to it, almost every day, isn't there something about the Beatles in there?
Something.
I hate that riff.
I hate that song. When I used to do the 4 o'clock Beatles, there were 2 songs I never played. That one, right there, and Revolution Number 9.
That's just a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that opinion, Carl.
And so are you, 609.
Anytime you hear new rock from Pearl Jam, Soul Asylum, Ugly Kid Joe, Jackal, Social Distortion, and Brad Gillis, you know you're listening to 94.7.
Solid Rock.
Keishi, 95.
Well, there's no E in potato.
Each and every day.
All killer rock and roll. Keishi, 95.
Oh, that was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
Boy.